Today on the hot seat with us is the Justice Minister and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta, Mr. KC Madhu. Mr. Minister, welcome back. Always great to have you on.
Kenny, always a pleasure.
All right, so I guess the first one is, Minister, and you know this is obviously going to rub a lot of people the wrong way here, and that is the Liberal gun ban actually coming into effect. And in the case of that, this is... I guess this year already with your department, you specifically have dealt with the federal government a few times, first with the carbon tax, and now with this move, which you've made clear to me many times that this Liberal move will not solve gun crime, will it?
Absolutely, Kenny. If there's one thing I am confident about, it is that the legislation and the policies of the federal government will not solve the gun crime, will not solve the violence and the criminalities that result from illegal guns. This is not a solution. This is purely a political stunt.
Okay. Also, as well, I think there's another aspect of this that includes a buyback of people who own the around 1,500 listed weapons that have now been made illegal overnight. So in the case of that, wouldn't the government probably, in a time when budgets are in very question, have better places to spend their money?
Absolutely, you know, Kenny, we are dealing with the worst pandemic in our history, with its resultant economic calamity. Every budget in this country, at the federal level, at the provincial and municipal level, are stretched. And you would think that the federal government will focus on making sure that we bring this pandemic to an end and ensure the viability of our economies across the board, from coast to coast. What it is, you know, I have a hard time understanding what is to be gained by this move at this point in time. Quite frankly, as someone that got the responsibility to ensure that our province does well, whether from a health, safety, and economic perspective, I am struggling with this.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, as well, I guess, and let's just, I guess, to reaffirm it, is that a lot of the weapons that are coming in here that are going to be used in a harmful way are being smuggled in illegally, usually from the United States, I think to the tune of 80 to 85% or something like that. And I think in somewhere in the legislation it said it was going to address that, but from what I saw it was more of a, we recognize there's a problem, but we don't necessarily have a concrete plan for said problem.
There is absolutely nothing concrete in the plan put forward by the federal government that would address in a substantial manner the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem, whether they like to hear it or not, are illegal guns smuggled over the U.S.-Canadian border. There is nothing in this plan that effectively tackles this issue, and that tells you all you need to know. You know, the federal government, in my view, is not interested in an actual solution that solves the problem and instills confidence, a solution that goes after the source of the problem and the actual criminals that terrorizes our communities and people. That we agree with. I think it is the most sensible thing to do. If you are serious about solving a particular problem, the very first starting point is to ask the question, what is the root cause of the problem? And unless you begin to address the root cause of the problem, every other thing is cosmetic.
True. Interesting. Okay, and as well, Minister, I guess the final one on this is because this is actually one from a listener. Dylan is curious, and he wants to know, Minister, is there anything that the Alberta government can do about the federal government's actions on this particular matter?
Absolutely. There is a lot that we can do. That said, I don't want to give false hope. Issues of gun legislation is entirely within the federal jurisdiction. But what we can do to minimize the impact of that legislation on in Alberta is number one, I am now going to expedite the private member bill that was introduced by the MLA from Brooks Medicine Hat, McCalla, Glasgow, in the last legislature. I will take over that private member's bill as a government bill that will prevent municipalities from passing any bylaw that will ban guns in our province, because municipalities are a creation of the provincial government, and the federal government have once again intruded into our provincial jurisdiction, and I will not let that stand. Number two, I have now expedited the appointment of the chief firearms officer, and that would be in place as quickly as possible to make sure that we have an Albertan, someone who understands our problems, our local circumstances, and understands that Alberta's gun owners are law-abiding. They are not the problems.
No, that's very interesting, Minister. Also, okay, so thank you for explaining all that. I'm sure we'll have to see how this one develops over the next little bit. But now I want to talk to you not just as the minister, but as Casey Kelechi, MADU. And obviously, with Black History Month, I had a chance to see on the speaker's feed the ceremony that you, the speaker, as well as MLA Shepherd had had. And an hour and 14 minutes. I encourage anybody who's got an opportunity to watch it. But what was it for you to be like to be part of that ceremony? And just if you can, for those who I guess haven't had a chance to watch the entire video, could you just maybe recap some of the comments you made on that special day?
Kenny, thank you for this opportunity. Obviously, this is Black History Month. It is important that we celebrate the Black pioneers who, like those who came before us, met unimaginable circumstances and make their mark in our province and help build a prosperous province. And by so doing, pave the way for folks like myself to be here. I often talk about John Wall, who was born into slavery in the United States, who rode north to become arguably Alberta's most famous rancher and cowboy. A story was told that when he passed away, that this province have not witnessed the large that size amount of funeral procession in our history. And I often talk about, I'm a lawyer, Kenny. There are two individuals, Violet King, who was the very first Black person to qualify as a lawyer in this country. And guess where, Kenny? Right here in Alberta.
And her face is on the $10 bill.
And $10 bill. And, Kenny, we also talk about the very first Black man in this country to become a lawyer, who would go on to become a justice of the Court of Queen's Bench. Guess where? Right here in Alberta. So for all of the naysayers out there who like to, say bad stuff about our province, the fact is that these problems have led this country in making progress. In making progress in terms of race, equality, and opportunity, this is the province where truly, and I believe that with every fiber in me, and that's why, Kenny, I don't listen to, all of the noise that comes from folks who want to demonize our province. The blunt truth is this is a place where it truly doesn't matter where you come from. Despite all of our imperfections, and no society is devoid of imperfections, but in the midst of all of that, this province have made a tremendous progress. We have been pacesetters, and I am confident that this province will continue to lead the entire country in making progress.
Yeah, definitely, and good point on that for sure. I mean, Alberta has definitely, with Unviolent King, some great mentions there. But in your specific case, Minister, I mean, you are somebody who actually came over, a modern day person who came over from Nigeria to Edmonton, to Alberta, to get on a different life, and you're a living example of that. There's got to be some pride in that.
Absolutely, Kenny, and that is why every time I have the opportunity to speak to new immigrants and young black youth, I always say to them, I said, if you think, given my own circumstances, which are very similar to every immigrant story, and despite all of those obstacles, despite all of those hiccups, I with very humble beginning, rough beginning from Nigeria, I never in my life imagined that I would be speaking to you as Alberta's Minister of Justice and Solicitor General. Never in my wildest dream. But that is also the beauty of this province. And I always say that to our young people, that obstacles are real. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you go. But you have a responsibility to ensure that you don't allow those obstacles to prevent you from achieving your dream, and that you have a province that believes in giving people the opportunity. You have a people, our people in this province, who are their neighbor's keepers. They truly desire your progress and your success. All you have to do is embrace it. And if you do, you are going to get all the help you need along the way from this province and our people.
Yeah, and I think to say that, Minister, that this really sums up Northern Alberta, especially in a T, the way you just described it there. Everybody's there to help you. Everybody wants you to succeed, be good, and be honest. That's the big thing. And I guess another one, too, is that, you know, you and I have talked a little bit about your heritage, and you were mentioning before about Nigeria, that you are a descendant of the Igbo tribe. So obviously for a lot of people here, probably maybe hearing that word for the first time. So one of the things we understand is that there's a lot of similarities between the Igbo customs and Jewish customs as well. But talk a little bit about the Igbo background and your pride in that background.
Well, Kenny, I am a proud Nigerian, a proud Igbo man from the southeastern part of Nigeria. The Igbos lay a historical claim to be one of the lost tribes of Israel, of the Jewish state. And that is the oral history that was passed on to us from our ancestors. And that is why before the advent of Christianity in that part of the world, the traditional religion of the Igbos is very similar to Judaism. And that is why there are in West Africa, there are more Igbos that still practices Judaism than anywhere else in on the continent. And my own family, my own ancestors, practiced Judaism before they were converted into Christianity. That part of the country right now is a mostly Catholic region. So the Catholic Church have taken over the vast majority of that particular region. But from the inception, the Igbos, the vast majority of the Igbos practice Judaism.
That's great. Well, that's very interesting, Minister, and a lot of interesting things about the history as well. Thank you very much for this candid chat with us about the history and the importance of Black History Month, and of course the other issues before, but I guess after getting into the importance of Black History Month, the other issues seem kind of small. So I really do thank you for getting into that with us.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that.
All right, this is Minister Casey Madu, Kelechi Madu. He is the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General, also Nigeria-born for Black History Month. Going to enjoy this one. This is another edition of The Hot Seat.